Protesters occupied the streets of Pittsburgh well into the night on Thursday, angered by the police shooting of Antoine Rose, a Black teenager at a traffic stop. Now, 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports they're turning their attention to the district attorney, Stephen Zappala, who will ultimately decide whether to prosecute the case.
One of the clear messages heard throughout the protests was that District Attorney Steve Zappala needs to go.
This is a referendum on District Attorney Stephen Zappala.
This is Jaziri X of One Hood Media. He spoke at the rally yesterday.
So we're letting Zappala know today that if you act like a defense attorney for these police officers and you don't act like the prosecutor that you're supposed to be, that we will do whatever it takes to make sure that is the last thing you do as district attorney of Allegheny County.
Brandy Fisher is the president of the Alliance for Police Accountability. Her voice is hoarse from protesting. She was out until about 2 a.m.
We would like to see Zappala charge this officer with the crime that he committed, a murder, like he would if it was a Black boy in a Black neighborhood that has shot someone.
Fisher says she would like to see Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro prosecute the case. She believes that Shapiro has a level of independence that Zappala does not. But the attorney general said in a statement that under Pennsylvania law, he does not have jurisdiction to investigate unless the district attorney gives him a referral to do so. Richard Long is the executive director of the District Attorneys Association in Pennsylvania. His organization believes that district attorneys should be in charge of cases involving a police officer's use of force.
The district attorney is directly accountable to the citizens of his county every 4 years and, you know, is in the best position to make that determination.
He noted that District Attorney Zappala has an excellent reputation among his peers. Zappala has held the position for 20 years after being appointed in 1998. In 2016, Zappala ran for Pennsylvania Attorney General against fellow Democrat Josh Shapiro. The Zappala campaign aired an ad highlighting his willingness to convict officers of misconduct. The ad referenced Pittsburgh Housing Authority police officer John Charmo, who shot Black motorist Jerry Jackson in the Armstrong Tunnel in 1995. The shooting took place before Zappala became district attorney, but in 2001, Zappala prosecuted the case. After a mistrial, Charmo pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter. But Zappala has also faced criticism for not charging three Pittsburgh police officers involved in a 2010 altercation with Homewood teenager Jordan Miles. The case prompted accusations of racial profiling, though federal investigators also declined to press charges. A spokesman for Zappala's office did not return a request for comment Friday. His office previously said it would not speak on the Antoine Rose case until next week. Marty Marks worked on Zappala's campaign and knows him personally.
He believes in justice and fairness, and I have no doubt in my mind that that's what he'll seek here in this situation.
None of that impresses activist Brandy Fisher.
People are tired of waiting on a system that never serves them justice. Instead of trying to appeal to power, we will just seize it.
Fisher pointed out that Zappala is up for election in 2019. Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.